Hello, welcome to Tea Time with Marcella. Grab your favorite cup of tea or the beverage of your choice and join us as we dive into today's topic. As we continue where we left off with Discerning God's Will, Part 1, let us continue with Part 2, Using the Soap Method. The SOAP method is about searching Scripture, observation of Scripture, application of Scripture, and prayerful obedience to Scripture. As we studied last time, Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6, we learned that not only was it necessary to search and study the Scripture, but that we must pay attention through observation, where it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. So we are paying attention to what Scripture says and finding ourselves then applying that verse to our own lives in prayerful obedience, because he says, and he shall direct your paths. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. And so we were talking about Proverbs 3 last time on Discerning God's Will, Part 1. But today we want to pick up with Part 2. And the Scripture says in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. I'll read it again. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. So we observe and we are paying attention to the fact that God has given thought to the plans he has for us. The first thing he desires is for us to love him. And the application of that loving him can be found in Matthew 22:37-39, where it speaks to the application of you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And we should observe, not only just read that, but observe and pay attention to what God is saying. He is saying, love the Lord your God. And how are we to do it? With all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our mind. And we are to apply that verse to our lives. What are we applying? We are applying the fact that we love God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our mind. The Scripture says, this is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. So not only are we to love God, but we are to love our neighbor. The application in this scripture is the commandment is a fundamental principle. And so the basis for all we do when discerning God's will for our lives is to love not only God, but to show his love to others. God's will is for us to have peace. He wants us to have a future. He wants us to have hope. Loving him with all of our heart, soul, and mind will give us the peace that we're looking for. It'll give us a future. It'll give us hope. And God desires for us to have peace. He desires for us to have a future. And he desires that we hope in him. So when we do that, we are not only paying attention to what he is saying in the Scripture, but we are observing what he wants and he desires. And then we are applying that to our lives through prayerful obedience. So, God's will is for us to have peace, a future, and a hope. Loving God, with all of our heart, soul, and mind will give us the peace, the future, and the hope that God desires for us. As we come to understand that God loves us, in response to His love, we learn to completely trust in Him and surrender to Him in obedience, because according to 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 31, God's way is perfect, and He is a shield to all who trust in Him. So we're doing it His way because His way is perfect. Psalms 34, verses 4 through 6 says, I prayed to the Lord, and He answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Those who look to Him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. In my desperation, I prayed, and the Lord listened. He saved me from all my troubles. You know, we may experience some troubles, but God demonstrates His love for us, and that while we were yet sinners, He rescues us from our troubles. He frees us from fear, and He gives us joy. Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it says that God demonstrates His own love toward us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The second thing God desires for us to share is the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that the kingdom of God is at hand. He wants us to tell people, repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. He not only wants us to repent and believe in the gospel, according to Mark chapter 1, verse 15, but He desires that we also make disciples and baptize them, according to Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. And I'll just read it real quick. It says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God desires that we live a yielded life, trusting and following His will. Others then will be attracted to and come to faith in Jesus as Savior. Living a yielded life to the will of God should enable us to recognize the promptings of the Holy Spirit and ultimately lead to recognizing and submitting to God's plan for our lives. His plans for those who love Him is that of peace, hope, and a future. To discern His will for our lives, we must love Him, yield to Him, and share Him. He will bless those who love Him and use them to bring others into relationship with Him. So we have to remember that. We have to focus on that. So I hope that you are encouraged to not only read the scripture, but to observe what it's actually saying. Take it to heart and then apply it to your own life. And after you have applied it to your own life, then pray about it. Or begin to pray about it so that you can apply it to your life. Because sometimes the application is not easy. But if you do it in prayerful obedience, you find yourself going through a much easier time. You're not struggling, but you're just easily going through. Father, while I may not understand what You are doing each day, I believe Your desire for me is that of peace, of hope, and a future. So I choose to love You, trust in You, and obey You. We are searching scripture each and every day so that we can learn more about what pleases You. We want to be pleasing in Your sight. Help us, Lord, and give us the desires of our heart. help us to align with what is in your will and align to what is in your heart, and we'll give you the glory and the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you, Father God. Amen. Well, I hope that you have been encouraged and enlightened. Join us here each Saturday at 3 p.m. for Tea Time with Marcella.